All right, welcome back to this week's episode of the Reignite Your Results podcast. And I'm not sure about you, but for me this week, things have been really busy, lots of cool things going on in the background with what we're building for our clients and our programs moving forward. So what I wanted to talk about today more than anything is trying to get you to become your biggest competitor. And what I mean by that is that on a daily basis, and I literally mean daily, you want to try and compete with the person that you were yesterday. Because for so many of you, you move forward only with the perspective of who you used to be, or all the things that you once tried, or all the different things that you tried and failed, and all the different negative ways that you used to see yourself, talk about yourself, view things from. And what we want to try and do is we want to almost try and create this like fresh slate that every single day, I'm just going to beat the person that I was yesterday. I'm not going back the last 1, 2, 5, 10 years, even weeks. I'm literally comparing myself to yesterday. Like, what's one thing I can do better? Is it getting up and getting out of bed? Is it planning my food? Is it working out? Is it how I'm talking to myself? Is it what I'm wearing? And, you know, am I taking the time to put a bit of pride into my hair, my makeup, my outfit? Just things that are going to make me feel a little bit better today than I did yesterday. All right. And the reason why this is so important, all right, is what I'm going to break down, and also what you can then do to make sure that this is something you can focus on and then grow from every single day. All right. Is understanding the gap. And if you're not sure what that is, all right, I'm in the process of relabeling every single one of my mindset videos and uploading them onto my YouTube channel. So there literally will be a video called The Gap, all right? And if you want to find out exactly where that video is, just shoot me a message and I'll find it for you and I'll send you the link. But I break down there why the gap can be the hardest stage to be in any stage of a transformation journey, but also what you can do to get out of it. And when it comes to understanding the gap, it's understanding that there's always a gap between where you are now and where you want to be. And for so many people, they try and leap across that gap in one single stride, or they try and eat the elephant in a single bite. And then they wonder why they stay stuck in the gap. And in the gap, you are left with emotions of frustration, overwhelm, feeling stuck, feeling lost, feeling like nothing's going to work and that you're a failure. It's almost like limbo, like I'm not where I want to be, and I'm trying not to focus on where I have been, but now I'm sort of in the middle of both. And by focusing things on a daily basis, right? Like today, I'm just gonna beat who I was yesterday. I don't even take the gap into account. All I am focused on now is the next step, is the next marker in the journey, right? Which the journey is self-journey, right? It's self-development, it's self-growth, it's becoming the confident version of you and the best version of you in terms of how you look and feel and operate. So by changing things to a daily focus and competing with the person that you were yesterday every single day, but one day at a time, you now take the gap out of the equation. You take a lot of those negative emotions and those reactions around frustration and overwhelm out of the picture, right? Which is really cool. Now to do this, again, you're not going to be able to solve everything in one go. You're not going to be able to jump into everything and today you're going to be better at everything than you were yesterday. The key element here is, again, to make this practical, all right? It's identifying the areas that you need to work on, right? What areas need the most work? Is it my food? Is it my training? Is it my routine? Is it the way I'm talking to myself? Is it my excuses? Is it the fact that I put everybody else first? Is it my mindset around training and nutrition or investing or whatever it might be about yourself? Identify what those areas are. And they're not to highlight and make you feel bad that, oh my God, all of these things are terrible and I don't even know what to do and everything's fucked and I might as well give up, right? It's not about that. It's about creating a practical list that we can go to work on. It's something that I can sort of arm myself with today that I'm going to be better at than I was yesterday, right? And I actually do this the night before every day. I assess my day in my journal. I rank myself score-wise based on the areas of my life that I'm trying to improve. And then tomorrow, my aim is to beat my score. Some days I beat my score, some days I'm the same score, some days I'm less than I was, so then the next day I gotta beat that score again. But it's almost like a little game. It's very practical, it's very numbers-based for me, because that's how my brain works. I'm visual, I need context. And it allows me just to focus on the things that I want to work on. Guess what I'm not focusing on when I do that? I'm not focusing on the things I'm not good at. I'm not focusing on the things I can't do. I'm just getting to work on improving the things that I have chosen I want to get better at. Cool? The beautiful part about this is you start to tap into the 1% rule. You start to gain the benefit of the compound effect, right? That every single day, I'm just getting that 1% better. My workout might be 1% better. The way that I hold my posture, the way that I did something, I had a better muscle connection. I was able to go up a weight. I was able to go up one or two repetitions. I was able to eliminate some sugars and some carbs that just don't serve me. I was able to find one to two better protein options. Whatever it might be, like every single day, that's that 1% rule. Like, what did I move forward? Same thing, at the end of the day when I journal, I write down what was one area or multiple areas today that I created a 1% improvement in. 1%, because over time, that's what's going to compound to the biggest transformations. But more importantly, that's what's going to build the discipline, the consistency, the routine that will lead to momentum, that will lead to massive gains in improvement, transformations, results, whatever it is that you are working towards. And for some of you, you feel lost in terms of how to start, all right? And this is something that I wrote in my first book. It's something I'm probably going to put again in my second book, all right? Is borrowing from the future you. And think about that, right? Like today, maybe there's 4, 5, 3, 2 areas, whatever it might be that I want to get better in, right? Right now, I might not be where I want to be in those areas. Cool. Am I going to focus on lack or am I going to focus on, hey, how would I be acting? What would I be doing differently if I was a 10 out of 10 in that area? And then I borrow that action, that mindset, that belief from the future me. And the coolest part here is the future you can just be tomorrow, right? And when I plan out what I want to be better at tomorrow, it's like, cool, if I'm operating at a 10 out of 10, what does that look like? And then I need to borrow the belief that, hey, if that's what it looks like, cool, that's what I need to do. That's what I'm going to commit to and go for it. And again, the end outcome is just something I measure. It's not something that dictates whether I'm a decent human or a success or a failure, right? It's literally just a focus and a daily approach to make sure that I can achieve whatever I want, but I can break massive things down into this daily practical process to be able to achieve what I want. The other thing that you have to do, and this is what most people aren't willing to do, right, is the last 2 points that I'm going to share with you today. All right, because borrowing from the future, you, some people will call it fake it till you make it. For me, I want it to be more realistic. Like I want you to step into the future you's shoes. I want you to act the way that they would act. I want you to talk. I want you to go after the things the way that they would. All right, rather than just, again, faking it because there's nothing tangible that you can attach to around that. But the last two things are big and they will be the difference on whether you succeed at this or whether you don't. All right. It's attaching consequences and ultimatums, all right? If I am not committing to the actions that I say, well, I'll commit to on a daily basis, what's my ultimatum? What's my consequence? What's going to happen that every day I miss the 1%? And if I add up a lack of 1% or I go back by 1% over a long enough amount of time, man, right? It's like negative gearing your property, right? That shit, you're going to owe a lot of money, right? In this scenario, you're going to have a bigger problem to solve. You're going to have something that's gone from being a little wound to now something that you feel is massive that you don't even know how you're ever going to solve. All right. And these consequences and ultimatums aren't something that should scare you, right? There's something that should drive you. Like for me, if this is a non-negotiable, if I can't do it in the morning, I do it at night. If I can't do it at night, I do it in the morning. If I didn't plan that, this is my go-to. If I don't have any healthy options to eat, I'm not going to eat and I'm going to wait till I get home. And it's not because I'm depriving myself or anything else like that. It's just I've created a set of actions that I need to take, that I need to commit to, and I've identified what those actions are based on the areas that I want to work on, and now I'm having to give myself some consequences or ultimatums around doing them. Like if I don't do it, how am I going to make it up, when and where? All right. And for a lot of our clients, they're busy. They've got lots of stuff going on in their life, right? They think they don't want pressure because they're under so much pressure. But here's the biggest thing you have to understand around anxiety and pressure. The number one place that you will experience anxiety and pressure is from within, by you not doing what you said you would do, right? Of course, there's external circumstances. Of course, there's external pressures. Of course, there's extra demands on you. But at what point, like, so let's say, let's flip this around. Is the consequence of you never being happy, never feeling the way that you want, worth not doing the work? Because that's it, right? The consequence is that you stay overweight forever. You stay unhappy forever. You stay, you know, in a relationship that you don't want to be in because you feel like you can't have intimacy anymore because you are disgusted by the way you look and feel. Like, these are consequences. The ultimatums are that, you know, shit, your relationship might be over. Your kids are going to end up learning to eat the way that you eat, that you're not even going to be able to spend time with them because you're not even present because you're caught up in your head so much with all the negative shit that you're thinking about yourself on a daily basis. I know what's going on inside your brain, right? I've been doing this for 24 years. I understand it. That's why I'm giving you these tools to help you get out of that, but more importantly, how to stay out of it forever. And the last thing here I want you to realize is that pressure breeds progress. Don't be afraid of it. Put it on yourself. Set daily deadlines, but don't make it any bigger than that. It doesn't have to be this. I'm going to do 50 workouts by Sunday. And if you do 48, you're a failure. You haven't done well enough. You're not good enough. And then you get back to that limiting belief of I'm not good enough. Nobody loves me, right? And you think I'm maybe being facetious, but this is the cycle that I deal with thousands of people over the last 24 years. Pressure that I put on myself to be better, pressure that I put on myself to focus on what really matters around taking the actions that are going to drive me forward, around creating consequences and ultimatums based on who it is that I want to be. And if I need to borrow some belief, if I need to borrow what that person would do in the future compared to maybe what I'm doing now or what I did yesterday, cool, go for it. But don't be afraid of pressure. Don't be afraid of consequences, because at the end of the day, the consequence of not doing something for long enough is going to lead to you being even more unhappy, even more overweight in a situation that you don't want to be in. And it's going to make a small problem a very big problem, which at the end of the day, the whole reason why I take the time to do this is to stop you from having to go down that road, because that's where I have to pull people out of. And trust me, it's a lot harder to get somebody out of a cycle that has been going on for 10, 15, 20, 30 years, right? And this is what I want to help you avoid. So take the actionable steps that I've shared with you today, okay? Get a better understanding of the gap and where you're sitting right now compared to where you want to be. Identify the areas that you need to work on. Own the 1% rule on a daily basis and actually measure yourself at the end of the day, because for me, that's a consequence as well. I'm not just going to go, oh, I did okay today. Like, what's okay? Do you know what I mean? Like, quantify it, put a measurement against it. Borrow from the future you, the version of you that you want to be. Set some consequences and some ultimatums around those actions being completed. Because at the end of the day, talking about what you want to do compared to actually doing it are two very different things. And the last thing, own the fact that pressure breeds progress. If you're feeling under pressure to make time for yourself, good, you're about to progress. If you're feeling pressure to change, good, you're about to grow. All right, it will breed progress. Don't be afraid of it. Step into it and own it. All right, and if I can do anything to help, as always, reach out to me. Send me an email at adam@ilovechanginglives.com. If you feel like anybody would benefit from this week's episode, as always, please share with them. Make sure you subscribe, because you'll get early access to every single episode that comes out. And I look forward to connecting with you all next week.